Rain or shine, the race will go on. That's at least what organizers John Martin and LJ Messenger say. Crossings and the Wrangell Cooperative Association have teamed up for this year's 5th annual 4th of July canoe races. Organizer John Martin says both WCA and Crossings have a great deal in common to host the canoe races.
I think it's a natural fit. I think the tribal community has a rich history of paddling canoes, and Crossings, the canoe plays a very important role in their whole program. So we're all paddlers, and this is a good way to celebrate it and hopefully invite some other people down to try it out and enjoy it.
Organizer LJ Messenger works with Crossings and says she's excited for the races and getting back into a canoe.
We will have some of our Crossings boats down there, our Old Town canoes, and kind of some other supplies that we need to help get this going. Other than that, canoeing is what we do and we love it. So there'll be, we have a ton of volunteers coming, field guides, management, office folks that'll be down helping out run these races, and in some boats, rescue boats, just in case, and maybe performing a mock rescue if it tips over while in the ocean.
Participants will be racing in 17-foot double-end canoes and 20-foot canoes for the finale event. There will be 5 different races. Races will include highliners ages 11 to 14, river runners ages 15 to 17, sea runners 18 to 50 years of age, and lily dippers 50 years and up. There will also be a canoe war race that Martin says is a new event.
This year we have a special event, and this event comes to us from Steve Przunka himself, and we've named it the War Canoe. And we're bringing in those 20-foot canoes that we had mentioned, and you can show up and put as many people as possible in your boat and maintain reasonable freeboard. You can race that. So if you can get 10 people in there that know how to paddle, you have an opportunity to win. So that'll be the crowning event on the War Canoe Race, and it should be worth a swim or two for a few folks.
The WCA and Crossings will be offering prizes for each race. Races start at 1 p.m. and go until 3 p.m. at the City Dock in downtown Wrangell. Organizers ask for those participating to bring their own life jacket and paddle, because supplies will be limited. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.